I think we have got to be represented. I have watched the First Minister of Wales, Scotland. We've even had Mr. Corbyn over to find out what's going on. But there is nobody from Northern Ireland. There's nobody to speak for Northern Ireland. And I made it clear to the Secretary of State that if there's no executive, he's going to have to be the one who was going to have to speak for Northern Ireland and represent Northern Ireland. And I think he requires the backup then of local people. For at this moment of time, no one is speaking for Northern Ireland in the Brexit negotiations.
And you believe that yourself, Dan Dodds and Martina Anderson can work together on this?
Well, look, that's, the MEPs from Northern Ireland have worked together on many, many issues down the years. And I would hope on this issue that the greater good and the greater good of the people of Northern Ireland would come to the fore, and we'd be able to work for Northern Ireland PLC, despite the different particular views that we have. The UK and Europe are on a route at the moment. The negotiations are starting again today in Brussels. They will continue, and I believe once the German elections are over, they will continue at a pace, and that pace will speed up. And if we're left behind, those elections will not stop and wait for us to find a political solution for the executive. So what I am saying is, if that is going ahead, if we do not have a voice, we have got them to turn, that the Secretary of State must be found, because this advisory body could get at least a briefing from the negotiators and indeed bring forward maybe ideas agreed by them all in the best interest of all of Northern Ireland.